An Easy Decision by Kenneth Patchen.
I had finished my dinner, gone for a walk. It was fine out, and I started whistling. It wasn't long before I met a man and his wife riding on a pony with 7 kids running along beside them. I said hello and went on. Pretty soon I met another couple. This time with 19 kids, and all of them riding on a big, smiling hippopotamus. I invited them home.
The Poets Agree to Be Quiet by the Swamp by David Wagoner.
They hold their hands over their mouths and stare at the stretch of water. What can be said has been said before. Strokes of light like heron's legs in the cattails. Mud underneath. Frogs lying even deeper. Therefore, the poets may keep quiet. But the corners of their mouths grin past their hands. They stick their elbows out into the evening, stoop, and begin the ancient croaking.
In Place of a Curse by John Chardy.
At the next vacancy for God, if I am elected, I shall forgive last the delicately wounded, who, having been slugged no harder than anyone else, never got up again, neither to fight back nor to finger their jaws in painful admiration. They who are wholly broken, and they in whom mercy is understanding, I shall embrace at once and lead to pillows in heaven. But they who are the meek by trade, baiting the best of their betters with extortions of a mock helplessness, I shall take last to love and never wholly. Let them all into heaven. I abolish hell. But let it be read over them as they enter, beware the calculations of the meek, who gambled nothing, gave nothing, and could never receive enough.
Your Poem Man by Edward Leaders.
Unless there's one thing seen suddenly against another, a parsnip sprouting for a president, or hailstones melting in an ashtray, nothing really happens. It takes surprise and wild connections, doesn't it? A walrus chewing on a ballpoint pen, 2 blue tail lights on Tyrannosaurus Rex, green cheese teeth. Maybe what we want at least, or most. Some unexpected pleats. Words that never knew each other till right now. Plug us into the wrong socket and see what blows. Or what lights up. Try untried circuitry. New fuses. Tell it like it never really was, man. And maybe we can see it like it is.
Looking in the Album by Vern Rutsala.
Here the formal times are surrendered to the camera's indifferent gaze. Weddings, graduations, births, and official portraits taken every 10 years to falsify appearances. Even snapshots meant to gather afternoons with casual ease are rigid. Smiles are too buoyant. Tinny laughter echoes from the staged scene on an artificial beach. And yet we want to believe this is how it was. The children's hair always bore the recent marks of combs. The trousers, even at picnics, were always creased. And we traveled years with the light but earnest intimacy of linked hands or arms arranged over shoulders. This is the record of our desired life. Pleasant, leisurely on vacations, wryly comic before local landmarks. Competent auditors of commencement speakers showing in our poses that we believed what we were told. But this history contains no evidence of aimless nights when the wilderness of ourselves sprang up to swallow the outposts of what we thought we were. Nowhere can we see tears provoked by anything but joy. There are no pictures of our brittle, lost intentions. We burned the negatives that we felt did not give a true account, and with others, made this abridgment of our lives. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow.
In Those Days by Randall Jarrell.
In those days, they were long ago. The snow was cold, the night was black. I licked from my cracked lips a snowflake as I looked back through branches, the last uneasy snow. Your shadow, there in the light, was still. In a little, the light went out. I went on, stumbling, till at last the hill hid the house. And, yawning, in bed in my room, alone, I would look out. Over the quilted rooftops, the clear stars shone. How poor and miserable we were. How seldom together. And yet, after so long, one thinks, in those days, everything was better.